matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Okay, terrific.
Language and writing were made available.
He'll teach you everything.
I'm writing this down. This is good stuff.
Hey, I'm John. This is John Helps You Write Better. And today we're picking up where we left off yesterday. We're going to talk more about theme. Today, though, we're going to talk about some business side of theme, particularly with traditional publishing. And if you're thinking about going traditional, you're thinking about grabbing that agent and getting representation and then sending it out traditionally. Sure, I guess, you know, go ahead if you want. That's fine. It's your choice. But understand that traditional publishing is going to look for a theme, probably more than one. And here's why. I want to tell you why they're doing this. It has a couple different dimensions to it. One, there's a sense of, well, everybody else is doing it, we need to do it too. That doesn't really come up a lot. We don't really like to talk about the fact that a lot of traditional publishing is very much monkey see, monkey do. We see, you know, company A does a thing, company B sees it working, and then company B starts doing it too. Nobody wants to feel caught out. Everybody wants to keep up with the Joneses. So there's definitely an element of that. But also in more traditional terms, understanding that a story has a theme is an immediate marketing advantage. So if you have a theme of doing the right thing, standing up to injustice, any of the ones we talked about yesterday, that's definitely something you can frame some kind of marketing around. You can put somebody on TikTok for that. You can create a graphic about that. You can mention that in blog posts. You can mention that in interviews. You can do something with it to point out that this book isn't just the story of made-up person doing made-up stuff. It has, you know, and they'll use a lot of dressy language. They'll say it has a lot of heart. They'll say it has a great spirit. They say it has like deep meaning for the readers. Everybody raves about it. You know, they'll dress it up as they need to, but it basically comes down to, if you can say a book has a theme, you can build a marketing campaign somewhat around that theme. Now, whether or not the book actually delivers that theme is a whole separate other conversation that you probably want to have with at least one or two people, including some kind of editor somewhere along the way. But that doesn't really matter for traditional publishing. They'll write you a check that your book can't cash. They'll talk a big game and then underdeliver on the book, because their job isn't to make the book better. Their job is just to sell the book to as many people as possible. And any effort they make is always in service of sales, as opposed to improving the writer so that they get better and then automatically do better. But they don't think that far ahead, because it's just sales and make up your money and sales and make up the money over and over again. So theme is a transactional business decision. Other reason why it has themes come up and why themes are important: they're collected like Pokemon. I don't know any other way of expressing that. As a writer, you don't really come into this, but there is a sense of kind of competition in submissions, in agenting, and stuff like that, where you want to be able to say the writers under your purview, or the writers you work with, or the writers you corral or shape or represent or deal with or whatever, they're so good. In fact, they're so much better than yours. My company and my people are way better than yours. And it sounds a little friendly, right? And on social media, sometimes they play it up as just, oh gosh, we're all in this together making books. Aren't we there, gal pals? But in reality, it's more vicious than that, because you need to do better. You need to do better than that other company, because your livelihood, particularly with pimps and people who exploit you and want to represent you, I'm making air quotes, and agents who want to take 10, 15, 20% of your work for them functionally doing like nothing compared to all the days, weeks, hours, months, years you spent writing the thing. Those people they need you to sell well so that they can take 20% of your work. So they need you to have themes that will sell, and then they'll brag about it. So it creates a sort of feedback loop of, my guys are better than your guys. It's shitty. It's terrible behavior. And the system does nothing to stop it. In fact, the system does everything to promote it. because that's the whole point of the system. Everybody needs to be in competition with each other. Everybody needs to be producing, not necessarily their collective best or their creative best, but everybody needs to be producing faster. There's a race to an easily sellable mediocre as opposed to a possibly difficult to sell, meaning I have to do a little bit of work to sell it, quality. Themes are not quality control. Themes are a marketing advantage. Themes are a way of making sure somebody somewhere gets paid, so mine have to be better than yours because I'm better than you, because that's just how it works. We must always rank things when it comes to products and always rank people when it comes to doing those products in some way, shape, or form. But let's go one step beyond that. Let's look at a completely different way to deal with theme in traditional publishing sense. Theme tells you where the book goes on the shelf. Theme tells you what kind of comps to use if you're going to use comps. Because remember, you don't need to use comps. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, here's the quick bit on comps. A comp is a comparative or a comparison. It's sort of like saying my book is like X, Y, and Z. X, Y, and Z would be the comps. 2 to 3 of them are more than enough. The problem with comps, and there are a number of problems with comps, is that if you mention only the popular books, everybody's mentioning the popular books. And likewise, if you mention really old books, 15, 20 years or older, it seems like you're out of touch. Or if you mention just random books that you liked, it is also very possible that you just mentioned books that the person who makes the decision about paying you and retaining you, you might have picked books they hate, and that gives them a particular impression. Oh, they wrote a book like the books I hate. Why would they say yes to you? The shorthand is some traditional places still like comps, and a lot of really bad bullshit writing advice is predicated on you have to do comps because you just have to do comps because you just have to do comps. Really, what comps are supposed to do in theory is illustrate that you, the writer, know the kind of things that are around and viable in the space you're writing in. If you're writing a particular kind of romance, you should know what the popular stuff in that field is, or fantasy or whatever. You should always be aware of the popular stuff and what makes it popular, not just the fact that it has a catchy name or a certain cover, but like what the substance of the story is. Themes come in there because themes are part of that substance. Themes are part of the stuff that we look to say, oh, that's what makes this book great. It's a good story about. When we think about, you know, the movies that make an impression on us, we tend to not mention the particular character doing a particular task. We maybe mention the actor doing the performance, or we maybe summarize the movie broadly as, oh, isn't that the movie where this thing happens? And then we illustrate from there or extrapolate from there that, oh, that's the movie where, you know, the kid learns to believe in himself because he crane kicks the blonde kid in the face, right? Theme helps us do that. Theme helps us sort one story from another, because let's say there are 30 books on a shelf. I don't know. I'm picking a number. And 30 books on a shelf, how do you tell them apart beyond title, beyond cover, and beyond back blurb? One of the ways you can dig in and sort of sort things out is, oh, these are romances that deal with this. These are fantasy novels that deal with that. That kind of organizational method, that kind of consideration allows authors, printers, publishers, pimps, marketing people, editors, whomever, to really understand, okay, so if we're promoting this idea, we've got a story with XYZ or this or that as a theme, I know I can build some dimension of it. As an editor, I can make sure that theme is prominent and clear. As a writer, I can make sure that theme is present. As a marketing person, I can make sure that theme is talked about in advertising. As a publisher, I can promote that theme along with all my other books. Themes are vital in the ecosystem of getting your story to be more than just, I made up a thing, aren't I nice? Pat me on the head. But what happens if you don't mention them? What happens if you don't have one? What does that do in publishing? Let's start with traditional publishing first. If you don't mention having them, but you do have them, you just don't know how to put your finger on it, don't know how to find it, it's not necessarily great. You are more likely to get rejected for not even mentioning them, because it shows a lack of awareness as to the sort of things that compose or make up a story. It isn't just about, I have characters and they do things and it's fun. You have to have that deeper sort of understanding of what makes a story theme being critical of that, it doesn't set you on a good foot for this business relationship in traditional publishing, especially. In self-publishing, you get a little bit more leeway because there's no additional gatekeeper. There's no additional double check. There's nobody you have to try and like win over onto your side. You can just roll that shit right out onto the internet. But the point or the issue of it is if you don't identify your theme in some way, shape, or form, and I'm saying you don't have to write a sentence like, my book has themes of blah, 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 blah. You don't need to be like that. You can, there's a couple different ways to shape and frame and bring it up. We'll talk about those tomorrow. But you want to be able to mention them in some way, shape, or form because it makes you appear more organized, appear more polished, appear like you're doing more than just making up a random ass story off the top of your head and just spitting it out and hoping somebody gives you a couple bucks. It gives you a level of polish. It gives you a level of organization. When themes aren't present in a story, let's say you have no idea what a theme is, you don't want to use them, they sound boring, they sound complicated, you just told this story. I want to be like real mega super clear here. You didn't waste your time, but you're severely hampering where that story's going to go. You didn't waste your time. You created a thing good for you. You expressed yourself. That's awesome. Do more of that, please. However, if your intent was to publish, if you were planning on getting this thing out and having an actual career, a money-making ability as a writer who wasn't just writing to write because, yeah, whatever, fuck life, you need those themes. You need them, and you have to mention them. If you willfully avoid it, your story appears disorganized and your writing appears inept, and it appears that you don't know how to write your way out of a wet paper bag with a pair of scissors in your hand. Theme matters because it's part of the setup. It's part of the and we'll talk about this tomorrow when we talk about how to talk about theme. Theme is one of those things that gives the reader, whomever they are, whether that's an agent, an editor, a submissions person, a publisher, a random person reading sales copy on Amazon. Theme is one of those things that gives the impression that you, as a writer, understand your role in the making and selling of your book. You know that you're not just writing a thing and showing it off, that you've got this material to provide, this experience to give. You're not just hoping that, you know, you're just cashing a paycheck or hoping to do roll a thing out. You're trying to do something here. We will definitely talk about that tomorrow. So until then, keep writing, work on your themes, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.